A new study has found that more than two-thirds of the rubbish in general waste bins should actually be in organic or recycling bins. The research by the Environmental Protection Agency also says that householders and businesses need more support from the waste industry. Warren Phelan is manager of the Circular Economy Programme with the EPA. He's with us in studio. Good morning.
Morning.
There is, I think, a general perception that a lot of progress has been made on recycling. What's the problem?
Yes, good morning. Yeah, so our study shows that, you know, having looked in all of our bins, the general waste bin, the recycling bin and the food waste bin, and categorising that material, we can show that our progress hasn't been as strong as we'd like to be since the last time we did this in 2018. You know, we do this study really to inform us about how well we're segregating our material. And quite simply, that means, are we putting the right waste into the right bin?
And in many cases, we're not.
And in many cases, no, unfortunately, we're not. As you said there at the top of the programme, two-thirds of the waste that's in the general waste bin should actually be in our recycling and food waste bins. So if we want to make significant progress towards our target, we have a target of 55% by 2025. We're currently at 41%. If we want to make that progress, we really need to improve the segregation of our waste into those recycling and food waste bins.
And when you talk about a food or an organic waste bin, are those what most of us would call the brown bin?
It is. I try not to refer too much to the colours of the bin.
Because there are different colours in different places.
There are different colours out there. Yeah. And you know, so my black bin could be a different colour for somebody else. But generally, the organic waste bin is a brown bin. And people can put into that their food waste, whether that's cooked or uncooked, and put into their garden waste. And I think what we found from the study is that those people and businesses that have their brown bin, you know, that they're using it well. But the problem is, and we found this in the study, is that many of the householders don't have a brown bin.
Will you tell us about that? Because that may surprise people in areas who've had a brown bin for years and years. There are still places where that isn't available.
Yeah, that's the case. So lots of people are very familiar and very used to using a brown bin, but lots of people are not. They're still confused about it, or they don't have it. And that's a real significant issue. And it's 30% of our householders when we were doing the study who don't have it. So lots of houses, lots of apartments don't have brown bins. But it's even more significant in the commercial side. So our food service establishments, our restaurants, our hotels, they're used to using an organic waste bin, but there's many sectors of our commercial enterprises that don't have a brown bin at all. And if we have any real hope of achieving that target, we need to provide brown bins and give people and businesses the access and the means to do this, you know. And it's a similar situation in relation to plastics, we're finding a high percentage of plastics in our general waste bins of households and businesses. And again, we changed in 2021 to allow businesses and a household to put the soft plastics into the recycling bin. And what we found in the study that we're still seeing a lot of plastic wrappers, plastic bags, plastic containers still in the general waste bin.
And is that maybe because the rule did change? Perhaps there wasn't enough publicity about it at the time, and many of us are still a wee bit confused.
Yeah, plastics are, I think there are challenges there. People are unsure, and when they're unsure, they generally go for the general waste bin. But what we'd like to encourage, I suppose, householders and businesses, check out website like mywaste.ie, provides really good, clear information. But the simple message is all plastics, all kind of recyclable materials, put them into your recycling bin. And by doing that, we will increase the rate of our diversion of good materials and we will make more stronger progress towards our recycling target.
You say that there needs to be consequences for wrong things being put in the wrong bin. I think that'll alarm many people.
Well, look, in the first instance, enforcement has a role to play. It has a role alongside awareness, and it has a role alongside effective waste charging. I think in July this year, we brought out the commercial waste regulations, and those commercial waste regulations are to support good behaviour. So for those businesses that are doing the right thing, putting materials into the right bin, they should be paying less. And that's a really good, strong incentive. Enforcement's role initially is to ensure that the waste collectors provide brown bins to householders and businesses, to give them the opportunity to segregate in the way that we'd like to do it. And then in terms of presentation of that material, that can roll in behind that in terms of making sure the compliance is there and people are continually and businesses putting the materials into the right bin.
Is there a problem in that the service is privatised now? So there's perhaps less uniformity to it than there used to be? different companies offer different things in different parts of the country, and it can be hard to know where you stand.
That can be a problem, but I think, you know, for really now for 20 years, you know, a three bin system has been the cornerstone of our waste policy. That's nothing new. And as you said earlier on, lots of businesses and householders have had a brown bin for a very long time. What we need to ensure is that there is a consistency level of service to both householders, apartments and businesses. And if there are gaps there in that system, we really need to close them. The system needs to make it easier for householders and businesses to do what we want them to do.
Warren Phelan of the Environmental Protection Agency, thank you for being with us on Morning Ireland. It's 7:25.